Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Ministry, and this is our Bible study for tonight. And I want to first apologize because I am on the train. I am on the train traveling back to the state of Michigan. Well, I'm in the state of Michigan, and I have to try and do our Bible class, our Bible study on the train. So I just want to just apologize to each one of you. I want to call our Bible study to order now. I thank and praise God for another opportunity. We were off last week because I was out of state, but I have not made it home yet, but I'm still yet thankful that I can do the Bible study. So I want to call our Bible class to order now. I want to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. Help me now, O gentle Savior. Amen, amen. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I'm apologizing because I am on the train as of yet. I have 3 more hours or 4 more hours. I will be in the city of Detroit. So you all bear with me. I'm going to talk as loud as I can. I'm putting the going to be coming sometime 18. I would love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snare of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of the temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation also, the hills moved and were shaken because he was washed. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and the fire and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. I have just read you from Psalms 18. From the first verse down to the ninth verse, may God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight, this evening, humbly as we know how, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight asking you, Father, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, and that we ask your forgiveness right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, asking you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord, creating us a clean heart, Father, and renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I come to my Lord and ask him right now to bind up the strong man now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing, Lord, everything that try to come up against us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, anything that try to attack us, attack the radio broadcast, anyone that's in radio land, Lord, that's listening to them, I ask you to bind the strongest in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to cover our minds and our thoughts in the shed blood of Jesus. Right now, Lord, I'm asking you to let us be all on one accord and on the same wave frequency, Lord, on this radio broadcast, the ones that's out on our radio broadcast. I'm asking you to bless them and keep them covered right now, the inside men and women of war, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank and praise the Lord for what he has done on last week. Last Monday, we talked about waiting on the Lord. We were talking about fasting and praying, and then we moved on talking about waiting on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, it's like you're in meditation. Because when you start meditating, you're waiting on the Lord to give you a word, or you're waiting on the Lord to do something. So when you waiting on the Lord, it's like meditation is reflecting on something or someone or contemplating on something. And that's what we talked about on last Monday. So we're going to go on from there. Because we know it's very important to meditate. I don't see how you can pray, even when you're in your prayer time, in your prayer hour. You should go in there not first and jump in there and jump in there and jump in there. You should go in there with a still spirit and a still voice and just sit there for a minute first. And then you should go to the Father. And I'm not trying to tell anyone how to pray, because I don't want anybody trying to tell me how I'm to go before the Lord. But it is a way to go before the Lord. You have to go before God with a humble heart and mind and spirit, and then meditate on his holy word. Meditate on him. Meditate, you know, and God will give you a word for somebody else. But tonight we're going to be talking about developing persistence in prayer, learning how to pray longer is what we need to know. How can we pray longer than 1 or 2 hours at a time? We need to be persistent in our prayer. We need to be persistent in our prayer. Now, if you just start off with 15 minutes a day of time, a prayer period, if you just start off with 15 minutes and you do this every day or twice a day, you're going to want to keep coming before the Lord, because it's going to get good every time. Good and sweeter and sweeter, you know, as you do it. And so we're trying to develop a persistence in prayer. That's what we need. Normally, most believers pray between 30 to 60 minutes, I say. Some of them don't. Some of them can't. Some of them have, you know, short prayers. Some of them, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say it takes long long prayer to get God's attention, because I know it doesn't. But it takes sincere prayer. It takes the right prayer to get God's attention. And it, to me, now I'm just, because I'm a prayer warrior, I want to pray them. I want to pray. As long as he listens to me, I'm gonna be saying something. Believe me, I got too many things I'm praying for, too many people I'm praying for. So, you know, I always got something to pray for. Always got something to talk about for. So, I feel like the longer you pray, the better. You know, the more you'll want to pray. The longer you pray, the better it is. It's important to develop persistence or consistency or commitment to prayer. It's important. It's important. Learning how to pray longer. It's important. You know, we do everything else. We go shop. Just excuse me, y'all. So we go shop from morning to night. If we got money, we go eat. It stays 3 or 4 hours. But we can't pray for 15 minutes. This is the man that created everything. This is the person that has life and death in the palm of his hand. We can't stay but 15 minutes with him. This is the man that puts the blessings and the curses in the book of Deuteronomy. Yeah, 28. This is he that created everything that we can't talk to. You know, we have to develop a persistency in prayer. We got to do this. Got to do it. See, learning how to pray, we must not be in a hurry when we go. See, if you don't go into prayer, if you don't go into prayer, you go. Don't go when you got. I got to run in here real quick and come out. I mean, I'm not gonna say don't pray. I'm not gonna say it, but don't go hurrying God, because God not in a hurry. He is not in a hurry. And so I thank and praise him, because he'll accept anything you give, especially in prayer. I'm talking in prayer, but he don't mean he's going to be happy with it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean we need to honor God with better than our favor, better than us. We got to do that. We need to be committed daily. And see, me as a woman of God, being an apostle, I know when you've been praying. I know when you've been praying. I can listen to your voice and know when you've been praying. I know when you've been praying 15 minutes praying. I know when you've been standing before the Lord, you know. But my thing is, it's not about me, but it's about pleasing God. That's who you, don't try to please me, but please God, because he is the man, he is the one. So I'm asking, you know, I want each and every one of us to learn how to pray. Now, when we pray, don't go start talking about, well, you know, bless me and bless my house and bless my car and bless my children. Because God ain't hearing them prayers, y'all hear me? Because God don't like selfish prayers. I'm just letting you know right now, he don't like selfish prayers. When you'll never hear me too much praying for myself. I may pray for my children, grandchildren, but you ain't going to hear me talk about me too much. I'm going to pray for anybody but me, because as long as I'm praying for the people of God, he's going to bless me. He's going to. So I don't worry about them. I know he got my back. I know that. When you are intercessor, You're not even thinking about yourself or your needs. You're thinking about somebody else's needs and them. That's what intercessors are. Everybody's not called to be an intercessor. And I understand that everybody don't have that gift to put somebody else before they put themselves, because they feel like, well, I'm more important than anybody. No, I'm not. I treat people the way I want to be treated. I pray for people before I pray for myself every day. Every day. Because I know God leads me to pray for different ones. And I pray for people before I pray for myself. I don't, you know, you don't, it's a, you know, to me, when I'm always praying, I instead of praying for Sister Sharon and praying for Brother Jody and his family and the ones that sleeping up on the bridges and cardboard boxes, things like that, sleeping on park benches and stuff like that. We have to pray for those people. You know, prayer right now is so important, because these things that's going, these events that's taking place in the world today, each one of us are watchmen, and we have a reason to pray for. Each one of us should be praying for the city and the state that we live in. God got us for this purpose. We need to be praying for the atmosphere to change, because when you're around a lot of water, you have these leviathan spirits. And we need to be praying for all this stuff. We need to pray for our state and our Senate, our cities, those that have rule over us. We need to start praying that God will change the atmosphere of this thing. Just like all them people got killed in Orlando. Then the alligator that snatched the little boy out the thing didn't even eat him up. Just drowned him. You see what I'm saying? Alligator mm-hmm. is like a leviathan. He have over in Job. He's just a big old. It's a leviathan. Pray for our cities. Be around all this water and stuff, and pray for the things that's going on. I'm just telling you, we are in the prophetic. We need to pray for God and pray for we'll be to His word, because I'm telling you, prayer is the key to the kingdom. Prayer is the key. It's so important to pray and talk to the Lord every day, 2 or 3 times a day. You talk to God when you don't know which way to go or what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Go by and let another day go by. I'm not. Okay. Let me go by. Let me go. I talk a little loud. I'm hearing what I'm saying, so it's most behind me. So if you can understand me, you know, please forgive me. I'm on the train, and I just couldn't let another day go by without me being back on the radio broadcast. It's noise in the background, but we gotta press our way through this thing. And you all just forgive me, because after this, it'll be, you know, quiet and stuff. But you know, it's the Lord's been pressing on me, because I'll start to cancel it again. But I'm not gonna.
It'll help.
I'm sorry, everyone. Like I said, I am traveling, so you all just forgive me. I'm trying to do this, and just bear with me. And when we can't do it any longer, then I'll go ahead on and I'll get off. But I'm just trying to get some of it in tonight, and then we'll work on it again Thursday night. I'll be home. And that'll be on Thursday night, we have our prayer and prophecy and praise report on Thursday. We don't have it on Friday anymore. We have it on Thursday. So I want everybody to know, even in radio land, send your request in. Call in for your request, prayer request and things. But in prayer, prayer is so important in developing the persistency of prayer is very important. We need to develop praying longer than 15 minutes. We need to, even when we pray a half hour, if you pray in that for a year, a half hour every time you go in your prayer closet, then you pray, try to go up more. Try to spend more time with God. Consecrate yourself. When, you know, some of us are not, none of us should be on milk. We should be on meat. And this, when we on meat, then we can pray hours every time we pray, 2 hours. It's important. It's important because I know God has elevated each one of you. So it's very important that we do that. And you have so many things to pray for. We all have a lot to pray for. A lot to pray for. You know, people, your family, the city, the region, that's what he's called us to do, is to pray for stuff like that. And if you're willing to pray, he will put on your heart what to pray for. He will let you know what to pray for. A lot of people, I start off in prayer with a devotion. I don't even get a chance to the meditation, to the devotion part. I go right on into what I'm doing in my prayer. I go right on to it because you want to keep your mind focused on what God has for you to pray for. He'll tell you who to pray for, even when you're praying in tongues. When you're praying in tongues, he'll give you who to pray for as well. I'm telling you, if you obedient and listen to him, he'll do it for you. He will do it.
Yes, he will.
And then even in our churches, we need to pray for our churches. We need to pray for the leaders everywhere, and even in other nations, the things are happening. You know, when Apostle on the he taught us about the book of Revelation, he was telling us about the 10 toes in the book of Revelation. Well, I think he said, he told me the other day, he called me and said, the 10th is down to the 10 now. It's the 10 nations. It was 11 or 12. And you, England, just poured out. Now it's the 10. Now he was telling me just start watching stuff. We watching in the spirit and watching with our eyes. We need to know. I keep to say, I don't like to listen to the news. I don't like to, but we need to know what to pray for. See, prayer changes things and circumstances. Prayer, when you pray, it changes things, and we need to pray that something changes. So what I'm praying is we need to know exactly what to pray for. We need to know that. So it's good to pray, and it's good to be to have a specificity, a commitment to pray. And I shouldn't even have to say all this, because all of us should know that prayer is the key. You can pray, in your time, whatever time God gives you to pray. Y'all know. Y'all already know, but I'm just trying to teach the developing consistency. Don't just, have that prayer. You need to meditate. You need to pray. Amen, amen. Y'all know I'm traveling, and a lot of times the biggest problem people have in prolonging their prayer life is that they are not willing to repeat praying for the same thing daily. A lot of times, we don't want to pray for the same stuff over and over and over again. And sometimes you have to pray until something happens. That's a big problem right there, because when you're an intercessor, you pray over and over and over again. You do that. But we have to keep doing it. Sometimes we think that praying over something once is enough. Yet, daily God gave Israel manna every day in the wilderness. Because manna didn't last but one day. So, you had to pray. They had to pray over and over again. It lasted 24 hours. So they had to pray again and again and again. Sometimes you have to eat it. We have to eat, sleep, breathe every day. These are things we have to do every day, and so we need to pray every day and over and in the other same stuff. Like I said, God has woke me up every day for almost 61 years. Every day. I'm not going to say the same time, but every day, that's just what he did. He don't have to do that, but he did it. That's a lot of years sleeping. And when you sit back and you think how God has done it for you, you, and you, every day. He don't have to wake you up. That's why we have to pray and ask him for the things. Believe me, I know he gets tired of me. I be feeling so sad sometimes, sad about because I'm being on him. I pray all the time. I don't care. If he gets tired of me, I'll be saying, Lord, it's me again. It's just me again. I don't know what else to do. It's me again. You know, hey, what can I say? I don't know nobody else to go and pray to but you. And I have to keep going for it. I have to keep praying for things. I just have to keep praying for people. People have needs. Our leaders in these churches over these ministries, they're being attacked today. We need to pray for the leaders today. We need to keep them lifted up. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your apostle. Pray for your prophet. Pray for the evangelists every day. We need to pray for them every day. Prayer is so important. It is the key to so many things. It unlocks so many doors when you have that. When you have that. It is a blessing. It's a blessing. And I thank and praise God that he gave me an opportunity to pray. And every time I did, it got better and better. Then I want to spend all my time with the Lord in prayer. And I still spend a great deal of time with the Lord. And that's what I'm talking about. I want everybody to know as much as possible. And I don't, I'm probably sounding redundant, like repeating it over and over. But you need to pray. You need to pray longer than 15 minutes when you pray. You just need to pray. You know, we need prayer with God. We need prayer with him. We need it. I mean, how else can we do it? We need that prayer with the Lord. More now than ever. More now than ever. You know, even life would not even be the same without prayer. And when you start praying hours in prayer, you will see the difference. You will see the difference. But I thank and praise God for each one of you because I know you're going to try it. You're going to try it. If you don't, you know, you're going to feel funny. You're going to try to keep even just how I feel. But most of you have already been praying before the Lord as much as possible. You know, we go to bed, we should lay down without saying something to the Lord. Even when you get up in the morning. You should have told you when you get the pool, you should start thanking God that you're still standing on top of the ground and running up with you. I mean, we got so much to pray and thank and praise God for. It shouldn't be hard to pray in an hour every time we pray. It's not.
It won't show that for us because we're here because there's room down there for one.
So, way. This the key here is us staying prayerful as much as possible and meditating on the Word of God as much as possible, because it's needed in your life. You know, a lot of times our prayers are separate. Our life depends upon praying, but being obedient to what God is saying. If we obedient, He'll bless you. He'll bless us. He will bless us if we're obedient. Believe me. And we need to do that. We need to do that. A lot of times, it gets hard because we have our day-to-day lives. And things that we have to do, but we always have to make room for the Lord. And you can never learn, or you can never read too much or know too much about prayer. You can never. You know? Never. But and the more we learn and the more we want to know, it's good. It's a good thing. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes.
So when I have to press my way and do a lot of things, y'all bear with me because I had to move closer to the door. When I have to press my way and do what God has called me to do, He blesses me. I'm telling you, I just thank Him because I have given up my seat on the train to move back in the cafe car so I could do this. And I wouldn't be doing it if He didn't put it on my heart. But, you know, every time I'm doing something, I can't just say, well, I ain't going to do it today. I can't keep doing that. We have to press our way when it's time to do things like this. We have to press our way. So we're going to be we want to talk a little bit today, too, about praying in the Holy Spirit. And I know everybody prays in the Holy Ghost. It's important. That's important, to pray in the Holy Spirit. Now, some people may say, well, I don't speak in tongues yet. Give it time. Just give it time. Just keep doing what God has called you to do. And give that time and see what happens. See, once we stay persistent in prayer, all the rest of it's going to come. Because then we're building a communication with God. We're building our relationship with God. And so it will come if you keep being persistent in prayer, studying, fasting, consecrating. You can't tell me the times won't come. I know they will, because God is so faithful. So the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15 says, no evil thing, I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. In that verse right there, Paul testifies in that chapter, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. That's in verse 18. And this is, he spoke to the Corinthian church. He was correcting on the overuse of spiritual manifestation. Therefore, Paul practiced praying in his third language more than anyone in the Corinthian church. And he was motivated by the love of God. Why should we pray in the Holy Ghost? Paul taught that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's you, verse 20. Therefore, praying in your prayer language is the means by which you can build yourself up. Seriously. That's what it does for you when you pray in your prayer language. It builds you up, you're up spiritually. And we should all know that because we all do it. You know, I found that in my prayer language is a great spiritual blessing to me because sometimes I just pray in tongues. I may start in a praise to the Lord and go over to tongues and I pray. And pray in my prayer language for hours. It does edify you. It builds you up. You can hear the Lord clearly when you pray in tongues. When you pray in your prayer language, it builds you up. And it's important that you do that because when you pray in your prayer language, God will give you a word for somebody. You know, you have to do that. It's a spiritual blessing. And if we could not benefit from praying in the Holy Spirit, I don't think God would have never given it the precious gift to us. Because it's a precious gift. They said it's the least gift that we should have. But, you know, but all of God's gifts, anything He's given, bless us, I feel like it's a blessing. I feel like it's important, like it's a gift, it's first. Jesus Christ said before he ascended into heaven, he said, "In these times shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Mark 16:7. You know, at first, a lot of people still can't see the importance of tongues. But I do. I really do. Some people, well, you don't need all that. Some people don't even believe in it. You know, they don't. But if God, anything I ask God for, anything that He has for me, I want it. I don't care what it is. Anything God got for me, I want it. I'm not playing. Whatever it is, Lord, if you got something for me and I want the fullness of whatever it is in you, I want the power. I want dunamis power. So I know if I want power, if I want it, I got to pray. I got to study. I got to fast. I got to stay before the Lord. I want it. I want it. And I thank and praise God for it one today. It's such a blessing. And God, He's doing a miraculous thing, even with the end time men and women of war. I was just sitting here thanking Him because it's almost 10 of us on this radio broadcast tonight. And I thank God for that. I'm traveling and trying to do this. But it's almost 10 of us on this radio broadcast, and those that's in radio band, I give God praise. I give God glory just for being who He is and doing the work. He's sending more people, and I'm not out here trying to plan nobody get on this radio broadcast, but the Father's sending. And when He sent them, they'll stay. And He's putting my heart, downloading my spirit. What's the key? This is very important prayer. And the next week we're going to start on a prophetic intercessory prayer. That's what we're starting on next week. But we need to know all this. And I know this won't be the only time that I get to teach this, because everybody needs to go over and over and over and over it again. A lot of people haven't been praying like they should. I haven't been praying like I want to pray because I've been gone. But believe me, I'm finna get right back at it. I'm finna get right back towards it. Because God is faithful to us. I want to be faithful to him. The scripture says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto me, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the spirit he speaketh mystery. So a lot of times when I'm praying for someone in tongues, it's like he'll put whoever I'm praying for or what I should pray for, he'll have me thinking about it. And I used to wonder, I'm praying in tongues. Why am I thinking about this person or this thing? And the Lord just told me one day, he said, because you're praying what I'm giving you. And he let me know what I'm praying for, who I'm praying for. A lot of things, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to pray for people, to get saved, to come into salvation, to accept God. We need to pray all that. Pray for the people in the different churches. Even though church people, you know, and we all are hurt us, we all of us have had church hurt. But we need to pray for those people. We really do. We need to, you know, stay on our faith to the Lord for them. Because church hurt can be a bad hurt and can turn people from church. To make them leave the Lord. You know, make them stumble. They fall and they not get back up. Some people are not strong. See, and Paul says that no man can understand your prayer language except God. Your prayer cannot be hindered by opposing spiritual forces, as Daniel experienced. Your spirit can communicate unhindered directly with the Father through the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times, that's why I love to pray in the prayer language, because the enemy can't understand what you're doing, because you're speaking directly to God. You're speaking directly to God. Now, don't get me wrong. God has given us a gift of interpretation, because I know I got it. You know, I just know I do. But because he's given it to me so many times. But we have to know that God knows what's best. If he got us praying in the unknown language, it's because he don't want the enemy to know what we're praying, and the enemy can't attack us and all this to keep us. Because, you know, he'll make you feel lethargic, everything. You didn't forget what you're praying for, honey, what you're praying, everything. When he gets through with you, but God knows just what to do for us. He knows what to do for us. And it's good to even have a prayer for him. It's good to even, you know, like even on the phone or in the morning to pray with you whenever it is, or somebody to pray and listen to you. Because a lot of times we need that. We don't get it. That's how the Lord had blessed me so many times, because I'm a listener. And I don't care if you say whatever you say to me. I'm going to keep it and pray for you and pray for it. I'm going to pray. You know, and let you get it off of your chest and give you whatever word God has for me to give you. That's what I'll do. That's exactly what I'll do. But, you know, it's just been a blessing teaching on prayer. As much as I love to pray, I love to pray. So it's been just a blessing to be able to teach on prayer. I'm going to get ready to get off. Does anyone have any, you know, responses or questions or anything before I get ready to get off? Amen. So,
amen.
On Thursday night, on Friday night, we'll come back with our, we're going to start in, friend and the Holy Spirit. We're going to keep talking about that, but Thursday night we're going to have our praise prayer and our prophetic, and we may have some visitors on that night. So we need to stay sharp, and it's been kind of distracting here because there's so much noise, but we have to still press our way, and I'm not worried about that. We just have to, because I've heard a lot of noise when I went on the train. I just wanted to keep talking about prayer and discussing prayer and the importance of prayer, because we need that. So, anyway, I'm going to get ready. We got about 5-6 minutes. I'm going to get ready to close out in prayer, and we'll come back together on Thursday night. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you now for your word. Father, I thank you for everyone that's on this radio broadcast and the ones on the radio, man, Lord. Father, I thank you for prayer. I thank you for your communication with us, Lord, and our communication with you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we trying to impress you. We trying, our desire is to please you, Father, through praying and through the studying of your word, Lord. We just give you all the praise on tonight, all the worship on tonight, Father, and all the glory. I ask you to bless the entire men and women of war, bless the Apostle Dean and his absence in the name of Jesus, and everyone that's a part of the entire men and women of war in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
We'll get back. Amen. We'll get back together on Thursday night for our prayer time. And I love you all. If you need to call me, call me. And we'll talk or whatever. But you all have a blessed rest of the evening and pray my journey and my strength in the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.